You are locked in to Locked On Badgers. This is game week. It's Monday. My name is Asher Lowe, and I am the site editor at Badgers Wire, a Badger insider for USA Today Sports, and a former play-by-play broadcaster for many Badger sports. But most importantly, of course, I am your host right here on the Locked On Badgers podcast, bringing you the insider, student-filled perspective, filled with stats, special guests, all things Badger sports all week long, Monday through Friday, right here on Locked On Badgers. It is game week. We got a game on Friday. We are going to have quite a week of shows getting you ready for Wisconsin to take on the Illinois Fighting Illini this Friday. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar, 130 calories, 17 grams of protein. Use the code LOCKEDON, all caps, no spaces, LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Make sure you listen and follow for free on Apple, Google, wherever you get your podcasts. You will find us. And if you're on Apple right now, if you could just scroll down and drop a review, that would be an awesome help. I also love it when you leave a comment with that review so I can see you guys that are listening, what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And if you hit me up on Twitter at ALOW_33 at Locked On Badgers, you can be in today's segment, Monday Mailbag, where every Monday I'm going to be taking questions. We got 5 or 6 questions today to answer for our Monday Mailbag from people on Twitter. I'll shout you guys out and get to your questions at the end of the show. Where we're going to start right now is the Wisconsin depth chart that was just released yesterday by the university for week one. The week one depth chart is out, and there are a bunch of notes that you should know about heading in to Friday. It's going to be an awesome week on this show. I am so excited to talk football with you, to actually cover a game, to analyze a game, actual action on the field. It's going to be nuts. So let me tell you a little bit about who you will see on that field on Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on the Big Ten Network. Here are some keynotes offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise for that depth chart release. So first, we start on the offense. John Dietzen is back. You know this if you followed this show, if you followed Wisconsin football recently. A player who on the offensive line started 12 games at left tackle in 2018, didn't play in 2019. He walked away from the game because his body just wasn't handling it well. He had been injured a few times consecutively, and it just was time to step away for him at that point. And it comes time for every football player to do that, some earlier than others, and his body just couldn't handle it at that point. We're so happy to see him back on the field. Paul Christ was just beaming about him, talking about him, as excited as you'll see Paul Christ get in a press conference, I guess, which is not that crazy, but him talking about John Dietzen, who's back for the Badgers. He'll play at right guard, which is interesting, after starting at left tackle in 2018, listed as the first team right guard, and he's back. He's back on the field. He's a first teamer. We'll see him on Friday night in the starting unit on the offensive line. Hayden Rucci, the younger brother of Nolan Rucci, listed as the second team tight end. We weren't exactly sure how that was going to play out. Jalen Franklin, who was a linebacker last year, actually moved over to tight end. We weren't exactly sure how that was going to show up behind Jake Ferguson. It is Hayden Rucci in there, though, as the second team tight end. As I said, the older brother of Nolan Rucci, who is a Wisconsin 5-star offensive line commit in the class of 2021. Running back position, people were like kind of wondering about this on Twitter. This is not surprising that they were listed this way, but Garrett Groshek and Nakia Watson were listed as... So Groshek was listed as the first team back, but there was an or designation, meaning it's Groshek or it's Watson. And that's because it is. That's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be Garrett Groshek on third down and in passing situations and even in some other situations as well. And Nakia Watson will play the majority of the rest of the snaps. And I'll answer later in the show. We have one of the listener questions is about the running back position. So I'll answer exactly how I think it's going to break down later in terms of who gets the second most carries on this team, third most, whatever, how many people actually get carries in week one. We'll see. Obviously, if it's a blowout, that's a different story. But in close games, who's getting the carries and whatnot. We'll break that down later in the show in the mailbag section. But don't be surprised. I think it just kind of tricked people that Garrett Groshek was listed as that first team back. He is a first team running back alongside Nakia Watson, and Nakia Watson will handle most of their actual rushing duties with Groshek in the passing game. People were also wondering about the receiver position with Jack Dunn and Adam Krumholtz, the senior receivers, listed ahead of the young guys. Chimere Dike, who we've all talked about on this show. And if you're into Wisconsin football and you haven't heard the Chimere Dike hype, the freshman wide receiver out of the state of Wisconsin, I don't know where you've been. You've been living under a rock. Because this guy, aside from a guy I'm going to talk about on the defense in just a sec, has been receiving more hype than any freshman this year leading into the year. But he's not on the depth chart. That's not surprising. He's not on the two deep. That doesn't mean he won't play on Friday. I think he will for sure play on Friday. And you can't fit, right, all the receivers that are going to get some action on Friday into the depth chart. I don't think we'll see Jamari Dike on the field a ton more than we would see Jack Dunn on the field. I don't think we will on Friday, and especially, of course, if Dike improves and keeps up this hype train, we're going to see him on the field a whole lot more as the season progresses. Talk about a guy like Taj Mustafa, A.J. Abbott, young receivers, don't have a ton of experience, and that's why I think Dunner and Adam Krumholtz were listed ahead of them. Like I said, I don't think it means a ton in terms of who will actually play on Friday at that position specifically, because they can only go two deep at receiver. And yes, regardless of anybody we're talking about, it'll be Danny Davis and Kendrick Pryor carrying the load for Graham Mertz in his first collegiate start. Let's move over to the defense. Interesting notes on the defense here that caught me by surprise a couple times. The first one is Colin Wilder at safety, listed with the OR designation, listed ahead of Scott Nelson. And I was pretty confident after Reggie Pearson was reported to not be with the team this year due to an undisclosed medical issue and some other issues going on there. We're not exactly sure the reasoning, but we do know he's okay. His dad said he's feeling okay. Everything's going okay right now for him, for Wisconsin starting safety from last year. Very hard-hitting Reggie Pearson. And it was going to be Scott Nelson likely replacing him, or so we thought. Colin Wilder, who played a ton last year, gets the nod with the OR designation for Scott Nelson. I don't think it's super surprising. The Houston transfer, Scott Wilder, last year was basically his first full year on the defensive side of the ball. He was playing a lot of special teams at Houston. This is courtesy of Colton Bartholomew's really good article on Wilder that he wrote recently at the Wisconsin State Journal. So I definitely recommend you guys checking out that article about Colin Wilder and his journey, his story. He wasn't really confident in himself that he could play at this level. And then, you know, he got to camp last year, was struggling a little bit. And then last year, finally put it together and had some nice moments. So we'll see if he's the true starting safety, gets some more reps than Scott Nelson does. Also, of course, with Scott Nelson, you got to remember that this guy is coming off of a year where he didn't play football. And no matter who you are, what position you play, a year of injury, where Scott Nelson got injured last year at USF in week one, a year full of injury is not an easy year to come back from. You can't just transition right back in, especially given these COVID changes to the schedule and whatnot, and not a consistent practice schedule, not a consistent spring and whatnot. So it's not been a normal year for him rehabilitation-wise with the schedule. He's missed a full year of football. I don't think it's super surprising, but it'll be an interesting position to watch alongside Eric Burrell, who plays that second safety position, whether it's Colin Wilder or it's Scott Nelson. That's one to watch for sure. And behind those two, Titus Toler was listed as a second team safety, who is a redshirt freshman. If you don't know his name, he was a 2019 recruit out of Long Beach, California. St. John Bosco is where he went to high school. That's one of the best high school football programs you're going to find anywhere, let alone in the state of California. So Titus Toler gets the nod at second team safety. Was surprised to see that. CJ Getz, a second team outside linebacker. I think this one surprised me a little bit as well. Saw action on special teams last year, played in all 14 games, but didn't really get in at outside linebacker. So we'll see if he gets some time on the field, and I'll answer some questions about linebacker depth a little bit later. And how about the hype train? I mentioned earlier in this show that I was going to say Jamari Dike had the second most hype for a freshman. Well, who has the most hype for a freshman on this team? Nick Herbig. The hype train will not stop. I don't even want to call it a train anymore. It is a freight train just going down the tracks at ridiculous speeds. Everyone is going nuts about this guy. I mean, everybody you talk to in these press conferences over the last couple weeks, his name always seems to pop up, whether it's an offensive player, whether it's Jake Ferguson being like, yeah, Nick Herbig, he beat me in practice a couple times, I got to admit, whether it's his coach, right, whether it's Coach April, whether it's Coach Leonard, everybody is on the freight train. And Nick Herbig, the Hawaii native, went to St. Louis High School, a true freshman this year, is listed as an OR designation starting linebacker. Listed technically on the depth chart behind Isaiah Green-May, but like I said, with that OR designation at outside linebacker, we'll see if he earns a starting role this year. That would be something that I think nobody saw coming headed in to this season. Then how about special teams? Some interesting stuff going on special teams. So Wisconsin kicking last year. If you watched Wisconsin football last year, I think we can all agree that there were some issues there. I don't want to go into it right now and remind myself of certain drops and certain big moments, but there were some serious issues last year. Wisconsin got some big news that I haven't talked about on this podcast yet, and it has kind of flown under the radar a little bit over the last couple days, but it could be really, really big news, guys. A punter, Andy, and this last name, let's see if I get this right on the first try. I hope we get it cleared up once we get a game on Friday so I can hear the announcer pronunciation of it. But Andy Vujnovic reminds me of like Sasha Vujicic. All right, that's a very random throwback. Sasha Pavlovich. Yeah, a lot of Eastern European NBA players. We get it, Asher. Yeah, okay, it's not an NBA show. Andy Vujnovic is a Division III transfer from Dubuque College, a fantastic punter at the Division III level, and a guy that was just granted a transfer waiver to play immediately for Wisconsin and is now listed as their first team punter. So this could be a big up for Wisconsin football. Having a punter that doesn't really make any huge mistakes would just be a plus for Wisconsin at this point. But having a good punter would be an extra bonus cherry on top for the Badgers. He's listed as the starting punter with the OR designation alongside Connor Schlichting, who's been on the roster for a few years now and has been the backup punter for a couple years. So I think Vujnovic is definitely going to get the start, and we'll see what he brings. The Division III transfer now has a waiver to play. Also interesting, who is going to be the kick returner, who is going to be the punt returner. So obviously Aaron Cruikshank leaves to Rutgers, and that was filling a hole at that position, at kick returner, at punt returner. Punt returner is Jack Dunn. He's done that job before. But at kick returner, Stephen Bracey, who is a 2019 wide receiver recruit out of the state of Michigan, speedster, and I'm excited to see him in that role. Also interesting, listed as the backup kick returner, Chimere Dike. So he does find himself on this two-deep roster on special teams at kick returner. We'll see who takes the majority of those. Likely to be Bracey out of the gate. We'll see if DK can work his way into that role. Going to get right back to two of my favorite segments we're going to do on this show every game week. We're going to be doing a little gambling, a little betting, legal betting, safe betting. Please gamble responsibly. Speaking of doing things responsibly, today's episode is brought to you by our brand new sponsor at Locked On College Football, and I'm so excited to have them on board, Coors Light. After a long day of work on Friday, after a long week of work on Friday night, when you just need a moment to sit back on your couch, turn on the Big Ten Network, and chill while you watch Graham Mertz go off in his first ever start in Madison, Wisconsin, how do you hit the reset button? How do you get ready for what's next? How do you chill out? Coors Light wants you to know that no matter what sport is on this fall, Coors Light is the beer of chill. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. It's cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, literally as cold as the Rockies. It's made to chill from Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado. The crisp and refreshing taste of the Colorado Rockies are the beer to unwind with while you watch Wisconsin take on Illinois. And the best part of it all is that you can get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your house. Don't even have to leave. You can just be chilling on your couch, make an order on your computer, walk outside to the front door, and bang, your Coors Light is ready for you. So how do you get it? You go to get.coorslight.com, and you can order Coors Light delivered straight to your door, made to chill. Make sure you always celebrate responsibly. Today's episode is also brought to you by Built Bar, the healthiest, best-tasting protein bar in the game. And guys, I'm not just saying it, I actually live it. I have Built Bar in my house right now. I've had it for the last 3 months, ever since I found out about it, literally through Locked On. It is the best thing that's happened to me in terms of working out and wanting that protein right after. Best tasting protein bar I've ever had in my life. 17 grams of protein, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams net carbs. It's as healthy as they come and as good tasting as they come, with flavors like cookies and cream, cherry barcia, banana nut bread, chocolate. I mean, they got everything you could want in terms of flavors. Tastes like a candy bar, fuels you like a protein bar. And when you use the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, all caps, no spaces, Locked On, you get 20% off, 20% off whatever you order at BuiltBar.com. Promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, all caps, no spaces, 20% off at BuiltBar.com. it's time to make some bets. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Badger fans of all ages, welcome to the first ever Fade the Host segment here on Locked On Badgers. Why am I calling it Fade the Host? Because no promises. I don't want you to go throw your mortgage on what I'm about to tell you. But I do want you to know that I do follow this whole thing that is the Big Ten. And maybe you should fade me because gambling is a hard game. Sports gambling is a very hard game. But maybe you shouldn't because I actually do know some stuff about this conference. So we'll put that to the test. How well can I actually predict Vegas lines? This is not predicting winners of who's going to win each game. That's not that hard. Yes, Wisconsin's going to beat Illinois. But are they going to cover a 21 or 22-point spread? We'll see my official lines up right now. Okay. All the official lines are up right now. I'm going to make a pick. And this is going to happen every week on this show on Monday. Every single Monday, I'm going to pick every single Big Ten game against the spread. We'll track my record. If you ride with me, you ride with me. If you fade me, you fade me. It's time to play Fade the Host. Here we go. Illinois against Wisconsin. Also, by the way, for those of you that don't gamble or know the terminology, whatever, fading just means taking the opposite of what I take. You be the judge. We're going to start with Maryland and Northwestern. Oh, the toilet bowl of week one. Actually, Rutgers, Michigan State might take that crown. But Maryland, Northwestern. Northwestern opens at minus 11 against the Terps. And I'm hammering the Wildcats. I'm hammering the Cats. I think they're up this year. I think a new offense shows out with Peyton Ramsey at home at Ryan Field. I like the 11. Give me the number. Northwestern wins by two touchdowns. Minnesota and Michigan. Minnesota and Michigan is the game of the week in this conference. And it's also... ding, 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 ding. I need like sound effects for this segment. I need like some like bells or something. But this is my pick of the week, Locked On Lock of the Week, Big Ten, Locked On Badgers, Lock of the Week, Lock of the Week. And yes, I'm taking PJ Fleck in Minnesota at my Lock of the Week. Minnesota minus 2.5. If you take one thing from this segment, take Minnesota minus 2.5. Do it now. Michigan's down. The offense is going to look uncomfortable with a new quarterback in Joe Milton. It's going to be a tough start for them on the road. Minnesota has Tanner Morgan, the experience at quarterback, returning stud wide receiver in Rashad Bateman. This team loses a lot on defense. Yes, it'll be a high-scoring game, but Minnesota's offense is the one you should trust well over Michigan's offense at this point in the season. So that's my pick of the week here on Fade the Host. Third game I'm going to pick, Iowa and Purdue. Iowa is minus 2.5, and I hate it. I hate it. I think it's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap. It's so much of a trap that you just think you have to take Purdue, right? But no, I'm going to fall into the trap. I'm going to fall right into that trap and take Iowa minus 2.5. I think the Hawkeyes get this done. But like I said, it's a trap. Don't say I didn't warn you. Rutgers, Michigan State. Michigan State minus 11.5. I'm going with Rutgers. I think they're going to be a little better on this show. I've said that they're going to be up a little bit this year. They have a weird thing going on at quarterback. They could play two guys for most of the season at that position. We'll see what they do in week one, but Greg Schiano has yet to announce a starting quarterback, and I don't think he will for a long time unless we see a clear number one this week against Michigan State. But give me Rutgers plus 11.5. Nebraska and Ohio State, I think you all know where I'm going with this one. Ohio State minus 21. Lay the points. Take the Buckeyes. Ohio State wins this game by at least 35 points. Illinois and Wisconsin, last Big Ten bet of the week. And guys, I'm not going to make a prediction for the game score or whatever. I'll do that later in the week. I'll just say this. I'm not going to do this, obviously. But if you were trying to make the right play here and have a good Big Ten record, as I am on Fade the Host, I'm going to whisper it here. Just take Illinois plus 23.5. Just take Illinois plus 23.5. Okay? All right, now that we got that out of the way, once again, running you through my picks one more time. Northwestern minus 11, Minnesota minus 2.5. Take Iowa minus 2.5. Oh, I forgot Penn State, Indiana. Give me Indiana plus 7.5. Indiana plus 7.5 is my official pick in for there. The Michael Penix Jr. campaign for Heisman starts in week one. Rutgers plus 11.5. Ohio State minus 21. And Wisconsin and Illinois, take the Fighting Illini plus 23.5. Okay, it is time for the Monday mailbag. We have a bunch of questions on Twitter. Let's start with Jeffrey the Greek on Twitter, who asks, Groshek was more of a spot running back alongside JT. He's now listed as a starter. Do you expect him to get the majority of the first and second down carries? No. That'll go to Nakia Watson at the start of the year. And then the second guy behind Nakia Watson, a guy I've been talking about a lot, a name you should know, is Isaac Garundo. Expect Garundo to be a little lightning for this team, a little speed on the outside, and expect him to get some carries in week one, absolutely. But no, Nakia Watson should lead this team in carries. Like I said earlier in the episode, Groshek is only listed there because he's the third down back and a guy that will be big in the passing game. They're co-starters, basically, but Nakia Watson gets the majority of the handoffs on this team in week one, at least. And like I said, I think Isaac Garundo will be right behind him. Second question comes from Bix3117 on Twitter. Which running back is going to lead the team in carries and snaps? That's going to be Nakia Watson as well in week one for sure. And we'll see as time goes forward, but it should be Nakia Watson all season long. The sophomore returning after a year of backing up Jonathan Taylor. Third question, Tyler Thrun asks about linebacker depth. Thoughts on the or for Wilder and Nelson? Well, I gave you a lot of my thoughts on that earlier in the episode when we went through the depth chart, but I will talk about the linebacker depth. I don't have concerns. I don't really know where a ton of concern would lie. Obviously, losing Chris Orr and Zach Bonet makes you think that there should be concerns at the linebacker position. But looking at the two deep, Jack Sanborn and Leo Chenal are, Leo is a freaking freak of nature. The guy could lift a house. He's ridiculous. Mike Mascalunas is going to play, and Nick Herbig is going to play. Azia Green-May is going to play. Noah Burks is going to be solid. I'm really not that concerned about linebacker depth. I think on this two deep, I like what I see. I think if a linebacker could sneak in and play, another freshman is Malik Reed, a guy I've talked about out of Chandler High School in Arizona. So we'll see if he sneaks in, but I'm not that concerned about linebacker depth, especially with the emergence of Nick Herbig. And I think CJ Getz is going to bring something as well as a backup linebacker. But we're going to see mostly, of course, the foursome of Isaiah Green-May / Nick Herbig. I think it'll probably be Nick Herbig, honestly, as the year goes on, if he plays as well as everyone's hyping him up to be. And then the big three of Jack Sanborn and Leo Chenal at inside backer and Noah Burks at outside backer. This was Monday's Locked On Badgers packed show, and we're back here tomorrow morning, coming at you on Locked On Badgers 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, as we count down, ladies and gentlemen, it's game week. We count down to Wisconsin and Illinois on Friday night. As always, on Wisconsin, drop a review if you can. Thank you for listening.